Welcome to Kankakee Podcast, where we talk about the people and places of Kankakee County. I'm Jake Lamour. I know I always say that this is a special episode, but this is a really, truly special, extra special episode because we have a big announcement. Kankakee Podcast is now with Pathfinder. We are one. We have merged together. We have become an alliance. I don't know how else to word it, but that's it. So now Kankakee Podcast has a much bigger team of people, and we're all working together to make Kankakee Podcast even better than it was before. And that's, in a nutshell, what you can expect. And this episode, we're going to introduce some of the head honchos at Pathfinder, so you know who is going to be working behind the scenes, or actually maybe in front of the scenes for Kankakee Podcast. We can start with Catherine Henson, who is the marketing manager at Pathfinder. What is it that you do as a marketing manager for Pathfinder?
So as the marketing manager, I handle everything marketing, from our web design content to social media marketing to our design graphics. I help with the video production as far as content goes for that. But it's really all about narrowing down that story that we're trying to tell and bringing that to life through the power of words, the power of design, the power of video and photo. So it's taking that story from our clients and putting it into words.
So what's your favorite part about marketing?
I think just that. I think taking this jumbled mess of words and sentences and thoughts that we get from the client and turning it into something. That happens a lot where they don't know what to say. They don't know how to say it. So we're kind of taking this mess of thoughts and turning it into something that tells that story.
I kind of feel that way with Kankakee Podcast sometimes. I feel like sometimes we have this great episode, but sometimes it's kind of like a jumble of great information. But how do you dissect it and then present it clearly to everyone who's listening? Yep. So she's going to be helping Kankakee Podcast in that regard, unraveling some of the great content that we have and making it a clearer picture for the listeners. So yep. I'm really excited to be able to work with you. And then we have Logan Miller next. And what is your official title?
What is my official title?
For Pathfinder.
I think it's the, what did I call myself the other day? The chief instigator, I think. chief instigator, that felt right.
I thought it was chief aggregator.
Aggregator.
CJ, or no, what was it you came up with?
I don't remember.
Either way, it truly means you can make a job out of anything.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes. 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 And we're hiring. No. So I get to be the head of market development for Pathfinder. So what that means is sales. I'm going out into the community, finding people that need our services, which is like everybody. So yeah, I get to do that. My role is very people forward, which I enjoy quite a lot. I even enjoy these people here. So
enjoy you too, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Catherine said sometimes. And I just like to remind her publicly that I have feelings. But no, that's fine. So that's the primary function of my role here. I've been here about a year, just shy of a year. I came from a couple different industries, but mostly the through line was multimedia production. So photography, videography, graphics, things of that.
Podcasting.
Podcasting, right. So now I get to bring all those things here with these hooligans, and it's been a real good time.
And you approached me first
about
coming on with Pathfinder.
Yeah.
And I was super stoked that you reached out and that you guys were interested in working together. And I was just really excited for the opportunity. So just want to get that out there and say thank you to all of you for being willing to take Kankakee Podcast under your wing and help it grow. And then also in turn, I can help you guys grow whatever else it is right. at Pathfinder. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, talking about Kankakee, this is one of the reasons that the four of us are still in Kankakee is because there's great people like yourself, like these fine individuals that have stuck around from childhood to now and have incredible skill sets. And we get to boost up our hometown and celebrate the history of our hometown and help the businesses of our hometown. So it's a great privilege to do this with you, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. The feeling is mutual. I think that was one of the biggest positives was that you guys have very similar feelings about Kankakee like I do. And your mission is the same. You're just wanting to build it up.
Right.
And that's one of the big premises behind Kankakee Podcast is just to build up our community and build upon the positive things. And Pathfinder does that.
Yeah. So absolutely.
Whatever project it is, that's the end goal for the most part.
Right.
And then we'll get to Brian.
Brian Prairie. Prairie here. I'm chief creative officer. That just includes, you know, all of the creative things here at Pathfinder. I feel like Catherine and I kind of share that role, to be honest with you, because there's a lot that goes into the marketing side of that. I'm a little bit more involved with the video and photography production. Having Catherine and Logan as a part of our team is... It wouldn't function, I don't think, without them. So we're very happy to have them.
So a little bit about you then. Obviously, besides being the hub of the creativity for Pathfinder, you also have the Leadership Level Up podcast. You co-host that with Dr. Jeff Williamson, mm-hmm. which is also under Pathfinder as well.
That's right.
And the Converge brand too. Mm-hmm. People might recognize you from that as well.
Yeah.
So, because I know there's a lot of Kankakee podcast listeners that listen to that podcast as well. So they might be, wait, he looks familiar or he sounds familiar.
That's actually very humbling to hear that, because it was like, oh, you know, maybe my mom, my dad is listening to it. But I do actually get some people that say, oh, hey, I listened to the last episode, and it just kind of blows my mind. I was like, oh, well, thank you. You know, and for me, being able to take that compliment and wearing that as, you know, hey, yeah, we're doing some good things, and it's a good thing that we're able to connect with those people through the Leadership Podcast as well. This format is really cool. I really enjoy this format as a fan of podcasts. So being on it is, you know, equally as fun as well. Different skill set, because listening is pretty easy for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's the talking part that makes it a little harder.
It does. Yeah. Trying not to say, you know, and things.
Or where was I going with that?
I already said a couple and I'm like, dang it. But
we have a tally, actually.
Add it to the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to Jesse Erickson, who is COO. Of Pathfinder, which what does COO stand for? For those that don't know.
Stands for spreadsheets.
So many spreadsheets.
Chief Operation Officer at Pathfinder. So yes, I end up being the one that does most of the back-end business operational work, which, as Logan so lovingly puts, spreadsheets.
Dr. Spreadsheets.
All the stuff the creatives don't want to do. We're like, hey, Jesse.
Yep. Or we're just very bad at it.
I let the creatives do their work the way they want to.
He's good for it.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just a lot of the day-to-day management, making sure the office stuff is taken care of, making sure the finances are taken care of, making sure the sales billing is taken care of, and then a lot of intake for client support and make sure that gets to the appropriate person at on the team.
Yeah, I like to say Brian and Logan and Catherine and maybe some of the other people here at Pathfinder, like Jeff as well, are kind of like the faces of it. But you're like in the background making sure that there's still a foundation and that all the creative people didn't
like, he likes it
crumble
way.
It.
That's exactly where I would like to be, in the background.
Because
in the shadows.
In the shadows.
The well, now it sounds dark.
You were one of the people that I knew the least at Pathfinder before I came on board. But then when we started to have those conversations about working together and merging together and becoming one, it was actually, I really enjoyed getting to know, I'm still getting to know you and everyone here, but I enjoyed getting to know you more just because I always wanted to know more about Jesse. So, but Pathfinder, it did start with you two, Brian and Jesse.
Yeah.
And I want to just touch on that just a little bit. I know this is just kind of like an introductory episode. We're going to go through a series of episodes where we sit down with each person here individually to kind of do a deep dive on their background and their life and more about what they do with Pathfinder, including Dr. Williamson, who's not here, but I think it'd be fascinating to hear how Jesse and Brian developed Pathfinder, because essentially you had it was two separate businesses, correct?
Yes.
That you both.
Well, three
it was
actually.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the idea had been cultivating for a few years, and then COVID happened, and then it kind of almost threw us into that. We're like, well, now's a better time than any, because we can figure this out. And I think there was probably, I don't know, 4 to 6 months that we probably talked every day, maybe twice a day, just to kind of figure out what this was going to be. Because right away, we wanted to make sure that this was going to be something that was sustainable, and also that we could work together. We've worked together before as friends and other projects, but nothing really as like substantial as like creating a business together. So we did a few projects. They worked out really great. We're like, okay, this seems kind of dumb not to do this, so let's do it. I owned a video production company. Jesse owned a business strategy, marketing strategy company. So we merged those, and then we purchased LinkPoint Media, because we thought, like, we wanted to make our marketing company, but we wanted to have a full service marketing company. We didn't want to miss anything. So it just so happened that our friend Josh was looking to sell the company, and here we are. Pathfinder came together out of that.
So
anything
that
else to add?
It was interesting. You said we were trying to figure out how to make it a sustainable company, and it was in the middle of COVID. So
yeah,
that was a fun little challenge for us.
Yeah.
But also the resources or the services, products, whatever you want to call them, that your companies were offering were all in high demand at that point.
Yeah. So that's part of the reason we just kind of started to jump in. I mean, for Brian, it was changing drastically. We were being asked, like, can you do live stream or can you film in a different way so that we can get to our people and that kind of thing. For me, it was, how are we posting on social media and whatnot? And then LinkPoint was changing drastically at that time as well. So it kind of came together at a nice, weird time.
Yeah.
So it was Raven Spring.
Yes.
And then Catalyst.
Yep.
And then LinkPoint Media together.
Yep.
And then you've expanded upon that even more now, obviously.
Yeah. So. Our second job is moving offices. I feel like we've been doing that a lot in the past few years.
Yeah. So we opened an official office for the first time, I guess it's been 1 year ago now, over on Court Street. And we had a really great ribbon cutting for that. And then a few months later, we decided that that wasn't enough space. So we have started to move into the space we're in today, which we'll be doing a ribbon cutting at some point for this. But yeah, that has taken up a lot of energy as well and timing, and it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been exciting to see all that behind the scenes.
Yeah, so. I joke about it, us moving in and it being a lot of work, but it is also very exciting for the whole team, everybody. It's great to be able to have everybody in the space and not have to be like, where am I going to sit? What computer am I using? No, like everybody has space, and there's so much space to kind of just go find a corner. So
yeah,
and space enough to grow too. So that was the big thing, because we had been growing at a pretty decent rate, or like we shared an office at the last office, and we would constantly be like, well, what are we going to do? This kind of presented itself pretty quickly, and we're like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
I kind of talked about this at the beginning of the episode, you know, what the merger means for Kankakee Podcast, but what do you think listeners can expect from each one of your points of view? What do you think listeners can expect from this coming together?
So I think it kind of touches on what Logan said before. I mean, we have a huge passion for Kankakee and the businesses and the individuals that are here. And that's what we love to do here. We love to tell those stories. We love to help those businesses grow. And now we have a new side of it where we get to hear even more of those stories that, you know, we might not see, because it's not always a business that you're interviewing. You get to see those individuals who are behind the scenes a lot of the time, and we see what they've done in the public, but we don't always get to know that person. So now that we get to help develop that part and share more of that story, I think it's really exciting to come together and use our skill sets to help build up Kankakee even more.
Well said, Catherine. Yeah, I mean, that's just it. And what I'm excited too is, you know, now that we've come alongside you and we get to be a part of this process, you know, I think an exciting part for a Kinky Podcast is growing this podcast in the way that you hear it, and the way that you see it, and the way that you interact with it. We look forward to coming alongside you and enhancing all of those things to get better reach so people can be a part of this, what really is a celebration of Kankakee and the people of Kankakee. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Logan. How about you, Brian?
Yeah, same. The Kinky Podcast had a life of its own. We don't want to change it. We just want more people to engage with it and listen to it. So we love what you're doing, and we love that we're going to be able to help with that. I think that's exciting. I think that's the exciting thing about Pathfinder, is those kinds of projects that we can do and get to those stories, not always about a business, but also about the community. Because we're not just Pathfinder. We're not just people that work at an office. We're a part of the community too. Like, we're separate parts of the community, but we still care for this community. So being a part of this is just exciting and awesome.
Yeah, I'd obviously echo what everyone else has said. But I think what I would add is that we plan to help use this podcast to also help, you know, our clients in some different ways and get some of their stories told more specifically. Not that we're not going to do just what you've been doing, just community members, but use it as a kind of a boost for everyone that we're trying to assist through all of our podcasts, really. And to speak to that too, I think taking what you've done and increasing the net a little bit with some other podcasting endeavors, I think, is something we're very interested in. And then just using our marketing talents and skills to get this out. I mean, I think we all know that Kankakee has really, really great stories to tell. And the more people we can tell, the better off we're all going to be. So that is extremely important to us and one of the primary reasons we've done this. And look forward to seeing that happen.
I'm very excited about all of that. And I don't know if we also want to get into talking about some of the things we have planned as far as podcasting goes, mm-hmm. like just in general for Pathfinder. Sure. I don't know if we're allowed to get into
that. We can, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Besides enhancing Kankakee Podcast, there's going to be a podcast channel created at Pathfinder that Kankakee Podcast will be on, and then also Leadership Level Up, and then there's a new podcast that Pathfinder has created, Strategic Storytelling, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So those three will be initially part of the channel, but then there's going to eventually be others added to it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're planning to add some others to that, you know, depending on some of our clients who may want to start their own podcast. They might be a part of that channel. But then also we have some other ideas for just Kankakee specific podcasts that are more honed in on a certain topic rather than just a general one, like which you've done so far, and perhaps others.
And that's another thing to get out there, is that I'm not only here to work on Kankakee Podcast, but all different facets of podcasting under the Pathfinder umbrella. So if you've ever thought about starting a podcast, well, I'm here doing that with Pathfinder. So we, myself and everyone else here, can help you with that as well. So to put that out there.
Just to build on that. Yeah. So if you're watching this,
sales guy has something to say.
Imagine that. No, but I think that's a cool thing. I mean, you've talked about, you know, how Pathfinder's evolved so much over the last couple of years. This is a part of the next evolution of that. So we're going to be diving into the podcasting realm pretty head first with Jake at the head. So I'm excited about that. So if, like you said, if you've had a podcast, you've been kicking around, so that's actually going to be a service that we offer at Pathfinder in downtown Kankakee. We're going to have a podcast studio where you can come in and Jake can engineer your podcast. We can, if you want to record your own, we can edit it for you. You can do a video podcast like this. This is going to be an extension of the services that we're offering in 2023. So if you're not following Pathfinder, this is a great opportunity, said the sales guy. But we're really excited about that. And I think that's going to be really successful with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And that was one of the big reasons why I was so on board to do it, is just to be able to work with people I already know. And like we would see each other at different events all around town. It was always friendly exchanges. So when it came time to do this, I was like, absolutely, let's work this out. Let's make it happen.
Well, thank you for saying yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for saying yes as well.
It happened so fast. It's awesome.
It did. And then just kind of, obviously, so podcasting is going to be a big thing of what I'll be doing here. But what else can Pathfinder offer people, just for those that maybe aren't super familiar with Pathfinder and all the different things that, sure. you know, we talked about marketing, yeah. obviously, too. But what else? Video.
Sales guy?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to assume. Thanks, Brian. Pathfinder. Yeah, it's easy to hear, you know, full service marketing agency and be like.
And be lost.
Okay. What we do is actually kind of hard to sell because there's so much under our umbrella that we do so well. We're not just a photographer. We're not just a videographer. We're not just a website builder. Although those are core functions of what we do. So we build websites front end to back end. We run purchase of domains, management of search engine optimization, all of those things. We design the websites. We have full-time designers who actually build your website. We're not just plugging in content into some machine and it's creating it for us. We're actually doing that for you. And those designers do other things. They make logos. They create graphics for social media, other advertising efforts. Photography. You've probably seen us around. If you go to anything,
yeah.
we are at a lot of things, especially like Merch Street Music Fest. We cover all of that front to back, photo and video. What am I missing?
Mantino Oktoberfest.
Mantino Oktoberfest. Yeah. Any of the downtown Kinky events.
There's all kinds of
things. There's a lot of events you're at.
So anything that can be used for the medium of marketing, we do. There's nothing that's excluded in that. We're growing. Obviously, the podcasting is the fastest growing medium. And so we're excited to be jumping into that head first. So if you have anything marketing wise, we want to talk to you.
And you all do.
Call 1-800.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You can flash Logan's number. And,
you know, yeah, right at the end.
like those infomercials that you wake up in the middle of the night watching. Yeah.
Yeah. And the cheesy smile. Yeah. And
are you just guys saying that's what I look like?
No.
We're just saying you're going to do a commercial like
that. Yeah. Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. Our next project. You have to.
I think that's great.
That stuff still works.
Yeah.
Does it really?
I don't know. but that's kind of a 30,000 foot really brief view of what we do. You can go to our website. It's yourpathfinder.io. And then you can see our full list of services there. But that's what's super cool about what we get to do, especially about what I get to do when I'm going to meet with people, is there's no industry that doesn't need something in one of our services. So we get to touch a lot of different places in Kankakee and get to know our neighbors. It's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, man. I am looking forward to... So going from Kankakee Podcast, where it's just me, my wonderful fiance, and then maybe an intern, I am really looking forward to having a team of people to just toss ideas around with and try to figure out, okay, what should we do about this? What do you think of this idea? What are your thoughts on that? Because a lot of times Lizzie will be my soundboard, but sometimes it's good to have three or four other people mixed in on it because everyone can kind of put their opinion on it and you can come out with something that's a nice, finished, well thought out idea. Because there's always something you don't think of with that initial idea. Yep. You're like, let's do this. Yeah. And then you get to execute that idea and you're like, I didn't think about that. Right. How are we going to do this now? So I'm looking forward to that. I'm just looking forward to seeing what other podcast series or other podcasts get developed under the Pathfinder umbrella, and also just the future episodes of Kankakee Podcast, because I know that those will be better than they were before. I'm just looking forward to every aspect of it. I know that sounds cheesy or maybe, but seriously, I'm just it's very humbling that you guys wanted me to join your team. In a nutshell, what I'm looking forward to most. Yeah. So
I think that's what we all like is creativity is problem solving, and we all solve problems differently here, and every one of us. And it's really interesting to see how some people get to that solution. It's like, oh, that's really awesome. And to bring you in at a part of the team and to help solve those problems, I think that's going to be, it's going to be fun to watch, because it's always cool. Like if Catherine and I are in the studio, she'll think of it to take a photo some way and I'll take it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool, Catherine. I like how you did that. And same with Logan and same with Jesse, like how we all just come together and kind of make the thing happen. It's different, but we get to the same spot.
Yes. Yeah, so I could not agree with them.
Thank you. And we're excited to help you. Yes. Excited to have you on the team.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Like the other day, you know, I love being on the mic, but I really love being behind the scenes and being off the mic and helping people record their podcasts and things like that. You know, like the other day was here with Leadership Level Up behind the scenes, watching things unfold. And I just really enjoy that too, because I do like the technical aspects of it, you know, especially obviously when it comes to audio, because that's my strength. So seeing how you guys capture audio and what your setup is like, it's just, I really enjoy.
Well, and in that vein, we had a discussion after that. You're like, hey, maybe we should do it this way. And I was like, didn't even think about that. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, great. Thank you.
It's from all, just like you with the video, it's from all the millions of hours you've put into trying all the different things that you can do with, with video.
Yeah.
So Kankakee Podcast and Pathfinder are now one and the same. You can expect great things here on out. If anyone has any questions, concerns, comments, whatever it may be, if you need help with whatever it is you're doing with your business, or maybe it's a nonprofit organization, or it's just you, whatever it is, you can hit us up and Pathfinder can help you make it happen. Anything else?
Just send your concerns to Logan.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
He would like to hear all. I can't of wait your to concerns. Talk to you. And personal or otherwise.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And I just want to stress one more time, too, that myself and everyone at Pathfinder is just very grateful and thankful for all of the listeners' support from the past, present, and future, and to our sponsors as well. Thank you for being behind this and helping us push forward, because I know this is going to be a great marriage, if you want to call it that. So thank you for supporting us in this new phase of Pathfinder and Kankakee Podcast.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. This river carries on.